Your story notes that rural homelessness can be harder to detect. Why is that?
I think there are a number of reasons. And one is just the nature of a rural area versus an urban area. I mean, in an urban area, at least the way I envision homelessness is somebody coming up to me on a street and asking for money, for help. Whereas in rural areas, you don't really see that in a rural area. People might be more likely to know a family or an individual who is homeless. They might not necessarily know that the person is homeless, but they would know the person. And so there may be a certain degree of almost embarrassment on the part of the person who, through no fault of their own most of the time, is struggling with homelessness. One of the most shocking things that came out of the interviews I did was a fellow with the Rural Affairs Institute at Western Illinois University told me that frequently in warm weather months, people who are homeless essentially disguise their homelessness by camping. And it just never occurred to me that somebody who's camping might not really be camping. They're just finding a home in the warm weather months.
What are some of the factors that make the problem of rural homelessness different from, say, homelessness in an urban setting?
There's almost less of a, for lack of a better term, a corporate structure to deal with rural homelessness. Whereas in urban areas, say Chicago, there are various foundations and very highly organized, long-standing, often well-funded private organizations that aim to help with various social issues. And in rural areas, it's not at all the case that people are not generous, but just by nature of it being a less populated area, that means there are fewer resources available. In other words, basically a smaller pool of money that could go toward helping homeless issues or issues related to homelessness. Homelessness is often interwoven with other kinds of issues, sometimes mental illness, sometimes domestic violence, sometimes a simple lack of job training or education that would enable someone to find work.
You also talked with people who have experienced homelessness, and one story in particular of Michael Carlson, he has been in and out of a shelter and held various jobs. At one point, he even cared for his father. What did he have to say about why it's been so difficult for him to get on his feet?
He didn't directly address that question, but I can offer a little speculation if that's okay, which is largely that it has to do with his job skills. He's in his 60s. He has worked as a laborer, as a factory worker, as a truck driver. Those jobs, at least in this area, they are not jobs that exactly are growing. There are fewer factories than there were 20, 30 years ago. I didn't interpret at all that he lacks a desire to work. Quite the opposite. It's just that his job skills don't match very well with the needs in this general area.
But he did tell you he'd like to stay in the area, right? Because that's where he's from and he likes being there.
Yeah, that was a surprise to me. I couldn't really get him to be any more forthcoming about that. But I did ask some folks in subsequent interviews if that was an unusual stance for someone who is obviously having trouble getting steady, good-paying work in a particular area, and yet at the same time, they are committed to staying in that area. What I was told was that, well, just think about, you know, you grow up in a particular area and you grow attached to it despite ups and downs. As a person gets older, it's often harder to abandon a place that you have known much of your life and try to start somewhere new. It's maybe a little scary, and people are just sometimes more comfortable with what they know, even though it may not be everything they need.